Now that the results are in from yesterday's primaries, let's take a look at some of the claims from politicians who are still hoping for your vote in November. WUSF's Steve Newborn talks with PolitiFact Florida's Josh Gillen about recent comments from U.S. Senate candidate Patrick Murphy and the Republican Party of Florida.
It's a battle for the middle class in this year's presidential election, so both campaigns are lobbying broadsides against each other. At a recent rally in Cleveland, not long after the Republican convention was held there, Hillary Clinton said this.
Donald Trump doesn't need a tax cut. I don't need a tax cut. It's time for the wealthiest Americans, whoever you are, as well as corporations and Wall Street, to pay your fair share in taxes.
Riffing on that, the Republican Party of Florida posted an image on its Facebook page that says Clinton voted to raise taxes on workers earning as little as $41,500. To talk about that, let's check in with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
So, Josh, this purported assault on the middle class goes back a few years, doesn't it?
It's kind of a complicated Senate procedure here. It goes back to 2008, and these were setting kind of a framework for how the Senate wanted to project the budget out, starting in 2008, 2009, and beyond. And if you'll remember, Steve, this is the Bush tax cut era, you know, from 2001, 2003.
Oh, how could we forget, right?
That's right. You know, you remember that $300 check you got and everything? And in this case, what this was saying was those tax cuts were set to expire in 2010, as you'll recall. Well, what Senate Democrats voted in this resolution to do was to assume that those tax cuts would expire. Now, they didn't want to get rid of all of them, but they did want to get rid of many of them. And one of them, in this case, was a particular bracket that would have gone up from 25% back up to 28%, where it was before 2001. Mm-hmm. And to get in that bracket, you would have had to make about $41,500 per year.
And she was on record as saying, I think to ABC News back then, that she wouldn't raise any taxes on anyone making less than like $250,000 a year, right?
That's right. Her quote was, I am absolutely committed to not raising a single tax on middle class Americans. So while all the Democrats in the Senate did go along with assuming these tax cuts would sunset, she actually came out and then further made a statement. Either way, neither of these things really came to pass the way they happened in 2008. We called this one mostly false.
All right. Now, even though Patrick Murphy had a primary to deal with, he chose to take the long view and attack Republican U.S. Senator Marco Rubio as he runs for re-election to the Senate. Murphy blasted Rubio in a recent post on his website, saying Rubio opposes the right to choose an abortion, Obamacare, and Planned Parenthood. It says he even voted against the Bipartisan Violence Against Women Act. Now, Josh, there's a little more to that, isn't there?
Right. Well, I mean, to start, we rated this statement true because Rubio did, in fact, vote against reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act, not once, but twice. And this goes back to the original legislation from 1994 that was championed by then-Delaware Senator Joe Biden. And he actually had wanted to pass this bill that would provide funding and grants to authorities on the state and local levels for, you know, domestic violence hotlines and more things. What happened was he didn't like how a bill had shifted funding from domestic violence programs to sexual assault programs, how it was taking power for deciding how that money was being used out of the state hands. So twice he had come out and he had said he had opposed these things, had been in favor of the original bill, but the original bill is not what was before Congress, and he voted against it twice. So we called this one true.
So, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, sometimes the truth isn't quite what it seems, right?
That's right. But luckily, we're always able to go back and check the record.